They could live with deer nibbling away on vegetation on Oak and Basswood Islands, but the Apostle Islands Chief of Resource Management, Jim Nepstead, says deer are going too far.
Sand Island and York Island particularly have never had a history of year-round deer populations in all of recorded history until very, very recently. What we're finding is that the number of deer that are out there now are starting to have a very negative effect on some of the plants that are growing out there.
Because the islands are buffered by miles of water, keeping much of the wildlife away, the area was a great case study of what northern forests were like before it was overrun by deer and loggers. But now Nepstead says they're hoping hunters will lend a hand. Otherwise, plants like the Canada yew or ground hemlock may be chewed away.
It's probably the most favorite food deer have in the entire world. They just love this stuff. And once deer find their way out to an island that's never been browsed before, they eat it like candy, and they eat it to the point of killing it.
The Apostle Islands Lakeshore has drawn up a hunting management draft plan and is looking for comment about it through December 29th. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.